Hello, guys. Welcome to Hawaiian Feeling.
Episode 3.
Mm-hmm. The episode you wouldn't think.
Happy June.
We have Adam. He's the monkey boy.
Oh. I feel like he would not be my friend if...
He could be the first person.
There's another guy on the podcast. His name's Johnny Fabrizio. He wants to be here.
He's so tall.
He's so tall. He's taller than...
He's not that tall.
But then there's a bigger boy than him. Don't act like Evan Lorich isn't here. He says he's my best friend, but we'll see by the end of this podcast.
He's got 19 tattoos, and trust me, you're one of them.
He told me he found a hidden treasure, but I don't believe him.
Over on the south side, we got the
wild... I don't know what you're doing, so maybe you should intro yourself.
We almost skipped over the wild blue yonder, Anthony Sanders. He was born in the wrong era.
He was born in the wrong generation.
He was born, and he made a solemn promise.
He was born on a pirate ship.
The day he was born, he made a solemn promise that he would not hunt down the man who was his father.
True.
And we have a special guest with us here today.
And he will introduce himself, because I'm not sure what he's doing.
Who is he?
Well, thank you for having me here on your show. My name is Brockdown Zsa Zsa Zsa.
Hold on.
You mean Zsa Zsa Majanaja?
Brockdown Zsa Zsa Majana. Zsa Majana.
Can you stop right there? Brockdown?
Yeah, let me stop you right there, Brockdown.
How did I lose my name? I've been able to say it my whole life, and now...
No, I've never been on a podcast before, so I'm not I'm a little uncomfortable going into, like, saying my name. It makes me, like, I'm nervous. I gotta be honest, guys.
It's quite a mouthful.
You got the Brockdown.
Brockdown Zsa Zsa Majana.
Let me ask you something. Is Down your middle name, or is Brockdown one word your first name?
Is it Brock or Brockdown?
That's a good question.
Too many questions.
So wait, you texted me earlier saying your middle name was Take No Prisoners.
Yeah, no, my middle name is Take No Prisoners. That's right. My first name is two words.
Okay.
Bra, and then down.
Oh.
Bra?
See, that's unexpected.
It's hyphenated.
Oh.
Wow.
Down
is that Nicaraguan?
Down. Polish.
Okay.
You want to guess? It's Polish because my parents were in Poland when they came up with my name.
I think we all have the same question. Can you repeat your last name?
Dzhamazina.
And that, I guess, is also Polish, right?
Sounds like French Lithuanian.
Yeah, they were actually, my parents were French, and they were in Lithuania when they came up with our last name. They got new last names when they were married. They combined their names.
Oh, that's modern.
That would be so cool. When you get married, neither of you take each other's names, you just pick a new last name.
Sometimes that happens. In a modern society, when they don't want to take the other's name, sometimes they'll come up with new names.
So their last name is also Zsamana Zsa?
I mean, my...
Zsamana.
Excuse me.
Mama Zsamana. Mama Zsamana. And Papa Zsamana.
It's kind of cool you can do that, though, because everyone knows Anthony just changed his last name to Mindstorm.
Sandstorm.
That must be a tax nightmare.
There's Evan Deepweb Nuglet over there, which is his...
I thought it was Heartbleed.
Or Nugweb Diglett.
I thought it was Evan Deepweb Heartbleed.
That's sick. Heartbleed has entered this podcast twice, and I will politely ask it to end.
I was half as many times as it should be.
I was going to change my last name to RuneScape.
Wait, do you mean Run Escape?
Dude.
Brockdown RuneScape.
Oh, that's why I didn't. I came to them at the DMV and asked them to change it to RuneScape. And they said, run, escape.
Run, escape. Where is that last
and
name
so
from?
And so he left. They said, run, escape. And he was like, what?
All right, I'm out of here.
Sprinted out of there.
Like, what nationality is RuneScape?
Well, I came up with it. I came up with it while I was flying over international waters.
So. Oh, yeah.
So you can just so
what do you call that?
Wet.
Leave that one to the scientists.
Wet.
That's your nationality when you're born in international waters, right?
Yeah.
You're wet.
Wet one.
See, what are you eating, Evan?
Strawberries.
Give us a review.
Live review.
Really good. If you look, they've got a great color right now. They're right in that prime point of ripeness.
Yeah, for those people listening, it's red.
The point of red return.
Hella red. Like heartbleed red.
I'm red green colorblind. Could you explain to me?
That's true.
Well, it's one of the colors you can't see.
Looks great.
Looks great? Or does it look grape?
It looks grape to me.
It looks fine line between grape and grape.
Well, it's not grape because it's strawberry.
There's apples that are grape flavored. I know one of my friends had one of those once. Are those strawberries grape flavored?
No. Are you still rocked down?
I'm thinking of changing
last time
my name.
I checked.
I was gonna change.
That was brought down.
I was gonna change my name to
he's back.
What's it called?
Tall Mike.
RuneScape. Well, no, that's my last name. What's that other game? EverQuest RuneScape.
Oh. Nice,
but they wouldn't let me, so I'm still Brock down.
They wouldn't let me.
Well, my name is Anthony Points of Authority. JimBrewer.com.
With
my
no
name,
vowels.
My name is Adam J. Bostarge, but my ID, my driver's license, has my RuneScape character in the picture.
What was your RuneScape character's username?
Allergies.
Allergies.
What if you were driving and the cop pulls you over and you have a RuneScape picture, like, crudely taped over your ID, and it's just like, what the fuck is this? And you're just like...
It's me.
That's my.
You ever play RuneScape, pal?
Wait, I mean that could happen in Second Life, maybe.
Maybe
you can get pulled over.
Yeah, have you ever gotten pulled over in Second Life, dude?
Who goes? No. Okay, this is.
I'm a sovereign citizen. This is a valid ID in RuneScape.
Oh, who's this episode dedicated to?
Robert Peterson. We should get him
on the show. Robert Peterson. Oh, if we got a live interview with Robert Peterson,
may I ask who that is?
Yes, you can.
Who is that?
Well,
sorry, who that is.
So there's this really interesting trend on, like, the internet just in general, but there's a lot of documentation
memes?
Of it. On, yeah, sick memes, real funny bots. No,
oh, like horse e-books.
Yes. I did really like horse e-books.
What happened?
Mm-hmm. Did you know
it was a fraud.
Who the real
it
guy
was? It wasn't a bot.
Yeah, it was a fraud.
Oh, really?
Well, fake bot.
That was Robert Peterson.
Yeah. First of all,
he posted so much.
Robot Peterson.
Dude, horse ebooks. That guy was apparently an employee at BuzzFeed. That's true.
Really?
Yeah. I didn't know that.
He tweeted.
That's crazy.
A lot for a human.
He was really weirdly funny for being an employee of BuzzFeed.
Damn.
I feel like that was a beef with BuzzFeed. And let's make it public. Let's fuck BuzzFeed, dude.
BuzzFeed, they're the cops.
Although I'm happy there's kind of a big BuzzFeed... Bud Feed, dude.
There's a big BuzzFeed
backlash. That's Nuggy News. We'll get there later.
Bud Light?
There's a big BuzzFeed backlash among people we know, so I'm really happy.
I didn't really know that anyone actually liked it.
Oh, yeah, people do, dude. Look at how many shares and shit.
But I feel like people popular. Are just fooled and just like whatever site... Like, I don't think... Are there people who have BuzzFeed as their homepage and are just like... Oh, let's see what the new feeds are. What's the buzz?
Let's see if there's any new reasons why Illinois is better state than any other state.
Yo, why is it Chicago? Is it Chicago-based?
No, it's LA-based.
Then why do they have, like, Chicago-specific lists?
Because anyone can
Because they have
them.
Specific...
Is that true?
Yeah. And they have specific lists for
Actually,
everything.
Somebody posted...
So stupid.
Somebody just on my friends list posted, like, 39 reasons why Delaware is better than your state, saying it was, like, the most depressing article he had seen. And it was pretty, pretty bad.
Damn.
Not surprised. Well, like, Hawaiian Feeling, publicly, we cannot stand you, BuzzFeed.
This is a public podcast.
Yeah.
Well, are we releasing this?
A private podcast. Like,
what if we were the only five people who could listen to it?
That'd be kind of... I would still like it, because it's like a diary. But Evan, can you explain Robert Peterson, please? Because Johnny are the most into
it. I can try my best. So, Johnny, hop in here whenever you would like. But there's this...
Hop into my whip.
You were on the right track. There's this kind of like a social fad online of people who take on this persona of sovereign citizenship, which is this concept that I don't really understand, but it's the idea that people cannot be governed by a body that is not their own, and so they kind of like make their own laws. And from the day that they're born, they believe that they're not subject to any state, federal, any other type of laws.
But just a solemn promise that they will never go after the man who was their father.
Yeah, kind of. Yeah.
But this guy.
He got ticketed for riding his, he lives in like rural Idaho. He got ticketed for riding his bike without any lights, had to go to court for it. So he took his camera along and filmed the entire process.
It's insane.
Yeah. So he initially,
can you guys reenact some of the interactions between P. Barnes?
I would really like to leave that to the first time any of our listeners see the video. Okay. I would just like to keep it.
I'll reenact what the judge surprise. Does.
Just search for idiot kid gets tased in court.
We're going to do a reenactment so you guys kind of know what you're doing. I'm the judge. Come on. Order. Oh, duh.
Order.
All right.
Guilty.
Bobby Petey, though.
Anyway, so Robert Peterson is the name of the sovereign citizen. And Johnny and I tracked him down on Facebook. And he's sort of a racist, misogynist piece of shit.
He fucking sucks.
Yeah.
He's a terrible person.
But anyway, if you go on YouTube and you look up, I don't know, what should you, like, Idaho man...
You look up
court.
Like idiot kid gets tased in court. Yeah. I'm pretty sure it'll come up. But if it doesn't, just search for Robert Peterson tased.
It's basically a process, to put it really simply. It's just being like being as aggravating and annoying as possible in a governmental setting or a judicial setting to the point where people will hate you enough to like tase you. And then you can basically say, I didn't do anything against the law.
Yeah.
And then post it online.
For a ticket that was probably like $25-$30.
Yeah.
It's crazy.
It's not worth it.
Honestly, I definitely disliked him before friending him on Facebook and seeing what kind of guy he is. But once I actually started to see what kind of person he is, like, he's
bad, dude.
He's bad. He's like a bad guy.
So this podcast is for him.
So wait, what does that have to do with Million Dollar Arm?
Hold on. What were we saying?
Robert Peterson. What does he have to do with that movie, Million Dollar Arm?
When did we mention that movie? Million Dollar
Arm. He wrote in the comments on the IMDb.
Did he?
Saying
it wasn't racist enough.
Thanks,
Proctor. I think I can't go along with this joke because I've never heard of Million Dollar Arm.
Yeah, me neither.
It's that movie where John Hamm has something to do with baseball and Disney.
Yeah, he goes to India to get cricket players.
Is that the name of the movie?
It's a Disney movie.
Yeah, it's out now.
Million Dollar Arm?
When did this go down?
Yeah, for like pitching, how they say, like, he's got a great arm.
Is Dennis Quaid
it's still.
This?
I think the term is bowling.
Bowling?
Oh, that's right.
Was he bowling?
Sorry, not
movie?
John Hamm. Bowling.
The Big Lebowski.
Are you talking?
Yeah. John Hamm.
Hambone.
I just listened to John Hamm talk on another podcast.
Did
and
it sound like
he might
this?
Be like really funny? Wasn't really. He was what he was. You know,
not funny.
I've only ever seen him in Mad Men and Bridesmaids.
Dude, Bridesmaids so funny.
He was great in The Mummy.
Was he in The Mummy?
No.
What about the money?
Fine line between the Mummy and the Muppets.
What's the difference between Bridesmaids and the Muppets?
I know. It's whatever Brockdown saw, guys.
Brockdown.
Don't talk over anyone or I'll mute you.
$1 million Brockdown.
I saw John Hamm in real life.
Did you actually? When did you
Would
see
it? Would you see it again?
It was by a restaurant. In
what restaurant?
Hollywood.
The restaurant.
The restaurant was La
Planet.
Was it Chipotle?
It was Planet Hollywood.
Chipotle.
Yeah. Is that a Hard Rock Cafe?
He was on his phone.
Is it an iPhone or an Android?
John Hamm.
Who is he talking to?
Hi, John Hamm here.
I remember I saw him on his phone once, and he was just like, "All right, fine, release $1 million arm."
It's like, fine.
No one's gonna know what this movie is.
That's just even if it is applicable to the subject matter of the movie, that's a bad movie name.
You sure we can't call it $1 billion arm?
Anything like with $1 million, and it just makes me think of $1 million baby.
Yeah,
I think it's $6 million man.
Is that a Disney subject?
Paralysis? Probably.
Yeah. Subject for.
Yeah, can we not talk John. About. I'm sorry. You guys brought up Million Dollar Arm by talking about Robert Peterson, but can we not talk about
Did
that,
we
please?
Bring that up? I don't think we brought that up.
Yeah, you guys brought up Robert Peterson.
Sorry.
Is that the name of the character, Million Dollar Arm?
No, he wrote on the comments. on the IMDb page. $1 Million Arm.
Saying this isn't racist enough.
We should really check out IMDb before
Sore we... Sore subject for me, a little bit.
We can't bring up anybody who's ever commented at an IMDb page.
And it's a sore subject because when I lost my arm, the replacement was $1 million.
Whoa!
Dude.
Is that movie...
And I was sore after the surgery.
What about Mr. 3000? Is that... Can we bring that up?
Was that a big...
I'm trying to think. Like,
that was a baseball movie.
He was in the hospital next to my friend's dad.
What are the best movies that Bernie Mac in Mr. 3000, right?
Yes.
What are the best movies he's been in?
Ocean's 11.
That's the only one I can think of that I like, really love.
Yeah, me too.
I don't think he had a great effect on it, but really it's probably the best movie he was in that I can think of.
That's the only other Bernie Mac movie I can think of, really.
He was in a movie with, where he was like a blues man with another black guy.
Blues Brothers.
Black Snake Moan?
He was the girl in Black Snake. Oh. It was Samuel L. Jackson and Bernie Mac. Bernie Mac was outside. Can you imagine Black Snake Mode without Christina Ricci?
Just like a sexy Bernie Mac.
He's in a bikini outside.
Like, that's going to be my Halloween costume.
Sexy Bernie Mac.
Mine's going to be sexy Vern Troyer. Or sexualized Vern Troyer. It's a political costume.
Okay.
Damn.
Yeah, IMDb is a website. I have at this point, because of Second City, I now have friends with an IMDb page, and it's always funny to see like the really bad movies that like. Instead of give it up.
I said give it up.
I thought that was applause.
Dude, like,
what? Sorry, guys. My head. I'm a little sick. My head.
Why are you sick? How are you? Are you living in hell?
I slept on my back. And I got mucus all down my throat, and that made me sick for days.
Oh,
one
no
of
good.
Those days being today. That's where I can go.
Tuesday.
Damn.
That's disgusting.
It's like a ring.
Rockdown, are you sick?
No, I'm fine.
Call him Rockdown.
I'm always, like Rock
okay.
always good to
I've
go.
Got to bring this up. You are super hot.
Rockdown, you are the sex fan.
I didn't want to bring it up on myself because it feels not... I want to have some humility about myself, and I don't know how your show works.
That's good.
I wanted you guys to get to do your stuff before.
Well, I'll tell you how our show works. We generally don't have hotties like you sitting on that couch.
Not only are you super hot, but you're also like the tallest person I've ever seen in my life.
I can't believe it.
Yeah, thanks for laying down so this mic stand works.
Yeah, no, it's a trouble. They you maybe I guess for the listeners, I guess I will give my credit. Because they may know me from the documentary A Beautiful Giant. And
can we stop? Let's reestablish. You're super hot.
Thank you.
And you're so tall.
He's the tallest, hottest guy.
What do you do for a living?
He's hot for a living.
Well,
they talk about it a bit in the documentary, right?
Yeah,
Netflix documentary, A Beautiful Giant.
They talk about you in the documentary.
Yeah.
What do they say?
Oh, you were the tall guy in the documentary.
Yeah. No, I'm the beautiful giant.
Okay.
So you're the
tall guy.
Oh, Zsa Menasha. I know you. I don't know you as well as I would like to think.
Are you Jar Jar Gabor?
No, that's...
that's
somebody else. Okay.
That's somebody totally different. Sorry.
Are you Adele Dazeem?
No, I don't think so. But... No, I'm working on my album right now, and it's
A Beautiful Giant.
What's that going to be like?
Oh, well, it's going to be. Have you heard my Grammy-winning single?
Oh yeah,
sing some of it.
Okay, I'll do the beat that's in it.
Two,
okay.
Three, four. Cool breeze, green sleeves. Listening to my favorite song on the beat.
All right.
Whoa.
That was you?
Is that Beachy Greens?
I don't watch the Grammys because I think if you win a Grammy, it doesn't necessarily make you like
Beachy Greens.
That would be great.
Well, it wasn't on the televised Grammys. I won the album for Best Artwork Single.
Oh.
All right.
So no Oscars and no Emmys yet.
But I have a Tony.
atoning.
Oh,
going this right guy right here, right?
I'm yours.
Sick.
Won a Tony.
That guy won a Tony, awesome. Right? For that song?
That was me.
Winning a Tony.
And also, that, like, I was in the original cast of...
just hang out with you for an afternoon.
I won a Tone.
I would like to talk about this. I have met a non-televised Grammy winner. I still don't know what she won the Grammy
You've met
for.
Two non-televised Grammy winners, by the way.
Nowadays, yes. Now, as of this day. I used to play with my old band at a venue called the Nightlight in Berwyn.
Were there, like, arcade machines and stuff? Is that what you mean?
I wish.
You were playing the golf game?
Yeah. Golden Tee?
Yeah.
No. I was...
Hell no.
Yeah. Wait, Golden Tee, you mean the slidey-slidey, like, coffee game?
Yeah, no, slidey-slidey golf
time.
Golf time, like, no one can see the physical hand motion that we're doing.
We're all doing the, upstroke, like,
it looks
rain.
Like we're making it rain.
Yeah.
Listeners, we're making it rain, but we're actually playing gold. Now, whenever I see someone do that motion, I'm going to think, are you playing Golden Tee?
Are you playing Golden Tee right now?
Are you playing GoldenEye poorly?
Are you playing bowling arcade?
Are you playing Golden Tee right now?
Air Golden Tee.
You trying to play computer games?
Computer
games? With two
computer
fingers?
Games?
Two really big fingers.
So you met a non-televised Grammy winner?
Yes, sir. I was playing at the Nightlight, which is a Christian venue out in Berwyn. I would like to talk about the Nightlight a little bit because...
Talk about it.
Mm-hmm. So, So it is a venue that is, like, it's cool for these reasons. One, it is in a, like, outside suburb of Chicago called Berwyn, which does not have any other venues, which is cool. It is an all-ages venue.
That's sick.
So it's kind of like when you start a band in that area, you're going to play a show.
Okay. What about age 8?
Huh?
Can they go?
Age 8? Fuck. What is this joke you're saying?
You said it's all ages. What about 8?
Yeah. Oh, age 8? Yes. They absolutely go. God, wordplay was just in so many folds there.
Not a lot of wordplay. Age 8. Just.
Yeah. So, okay.
So yeah. The Illuminati.
Well, I will say this. They always asked us to come in, like, 2 hours early. And we would. And every time I went there, there was a Mastacholi dinner for all the bands.
No.
Which is so sweet.
From whence?
From when?
From whence?
From when? Like
from whence did the Mastacholi dinner come?
Yeah, AJ?
I think it came from, I don't really know.
From JJ?
It kind of reminded me, it's wherever all Catholic schools get their, like, pasta dinners.
Oh.
Because
the Vatican.
The same, yeah.
You could say it's all the same Mastacholi.
It appears, because I've been to several Catholic school Mastacholi dinners, which is true. And all of it is, it's all the same. Like, it's not just that it's Mastacholi. I feel like I've had the exact same meal upwards of 50 times.
Real quick.
Yeah?
Brockdown. Mm-hmm. I'm just like a fan about the Grammys. I read about them online. But if I'm not mistaken, they hold that in a Catholic church and everyone gets Mastacholi, right?
Is that true of the Grammys?
Oh, yeah. The non-televised Grammys. Those of us, we have it.
Okay.
They have the big one at the Staples Center or whatever. But for the rest of us, we just come in our, like, Hawaiian shirts and V-necks to the Grammys.
You wear a Hawaiian. Everyone wears a Hawaiian shirt and a V-neck.
Which one goes under which?
That's up to personal choice. Okay. So you can have your style. That's how they have the red carpet photos.
Right.
That's how they have red carpet photos.
Well, then where in that order do people who wear Hawaiian V-necks go?
Whoa.
End of the line.
Are people who don't win called Grimmies? Grumpies?
Yeah. Some grumpies.
Some grumps. We're back. But little finisher about the Nightlight. So
yeah.
We would come there like 2 hours early. There was a sound guy who I don't think got paid and was there every single night. His name was Skippy, but his real name was something something Skippy Lee. It was a hyphenated last.
How do you spell Skippy?
Like, it was like Italian. It was S-C-A-P-I or something.
Skippy
hyphen Lee. But he called himself Skippy. I don't think he's going to listen to this podcast, so that's fine. Guys, I'm going to call him out for it. This dude, like, seemed to always be interested in girls who were, like, scene-looking girls who were all, like, 15.
Oh, boy.
And this guy had to have been, like, in his late 20s, but he dressed like he was 18 years old and into, like, hardcore. And so what would happen was we'd all eat our like Mastacholi dinner. I can't believe I haven't thought about this in like 2-3 years. 4-5 years. The last time I played.
7 years.
I haven't thought of this. 11 years. You guys have never thought about this place.
That's not true.
thanks, Brockdown.
But it's been 12 years.
Sometimes I'd eat. We'd play there so often because they loved our band for some reason. And we would play there all the time. And it got to the point where I was getting sick of their dinners. So I'd bring outside food as opposed to eating their free dinner.
Right.
So after that, they would gather us all. And then the lady, it was a husband and wife who ran the venue. And they would introduce Skippy. They're just like, and as you know, we all have Skippy up there doing sound. And even before she said his name, he started playing Carmina Burana over the PA and would stand up like this. As in, dun, 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 like, and she'd be like, and as you know, and then you start hearing Carmina Burana and be like, oh, fuck, it's Skippy is doing sound again. And then they would lead us all in a prayer, which was never like a traditional like dinner prayer or like Our Father or something like that. It was always like what felt like a 10-minute prayer that was just like about everything. And it would be always the same like 20 or 30 high school kids who come to every show. But you know what? It was what it was. So thank you.
You know what I would have prayed for? Hmm? A quiz.
Praying for a quiz.
I'm always praying for a quiz. I want to talk about something.
What would you like
to say? So I did some laundry right before I came here.
I know.
And they, yeah,
I know that, dude. Whatever. Yeah.
No, I saw you guys pulling around the corner when I was coming back.
He saw you. I didn't.
Oh, really?
No, he didn't. Yeah.
Hey.
Oh, he did.
Yeah.
So I was in there, and they've got, like, all the quarter dispensers and whatnot.
Mm-hmm.
And I tried to buy a sticky hand, because I wanted to make a gag out of it on the show tonight.
What is a sticky hand?
To stop someone from talking?
Oh, one of the quarter machines.
Yeah. And I wanted to make a funny gag out of it, so I tried to buy it, and then it swallowed my quarter. So I want to know what all of your, if your single most promising purchase that turned into a really disappointing purchase.
Oh wow.
Mm.
Damn.
Kind of a toughie.
That's a toughie.
That's real. Oh, I can name mine right now.
Sup.
Do you remember the company Klutz?
Yeah.
I was
sure.
When I was a kid, do you guys remember Klutz?
Mm-mm.
Klutz. It was like a company. That's how you usually spell Klutz, right? It's not a C. Okay. It was a company that made all these like it was weird. They'd come with like an instruction book. And then, like, a little thing. So there was, like, the Cat's Cradle Games Klutz kit. You know, like, the rope games.
Yeah, yeah.
And then there was, or string games. There was, like, a hacky sack Klutz kit, but they'd call it, like, foot bag. And there would be, like, there was, like, a crocheting, like, all for, like, girls. But then there'd be, like, all these little toys with, like, a little. It was weird. Klutz was kind of cool. And I remember the first website I ever tried to go to when I first saw the internet. My family was like, look, it's the internet. You could type.
Type.com.
Well, the first one I ever tried to do, because I was really into the ad campaign that was like, what's up? You remember what's up?
Yes. Uh-huh. From beer.
Well, yeah. I thought that was really funny when I was a kid. So I tried to, this is real, I tried typing in the what's up guys.com to see if that's the website.
Not this was up. You just
no,
went straight
I tried
for
the
was
up guys. Because I was watching like late night news or something, like remember Extra? Extra.
Yeah, yeah.
Extra. They had a little feature on the guys who invented was up.
How did you spell was up?
WAZZZUP.
Oh, with three.
Yeah.
Did I do feel like
for the one.
Did you try with two?
No. What if it was
I think there might be a website with two.
And I was just missing. Yeah, I'll check that out, dude.
To be fair, in your defense, a friend and I were talking about this recently in the early days of the internet.
Yeah.
Checking to see if things were websites was what you did before search engines.
Yeah, yeah. That's so silly that was a thing.
Yeah.
But the second website I ever tried going to, because I was really into, I love supporting certain companies. And it was Klutz. I tried going to klutz.com.
Just pictures of people falling.
Yeah. It's just like, whoa.
Tripping.
But it was a real website. So this leads all into the product I wanted to buy. And I did get. I saved up my allowance money. I remember I was in the gift shop. Gift shops will always disappoint you. I've never been in an awesome gift shop, or a gift shop with great results. I go into the gift shop for the JFK Health Center.
Sounds awesome.
Oh,
you remember that place?
That was in my hometown.
Was it?
Yeah, at least one was.
I went on a field trip there, and then I begged my parents to take me back.
Do you happen to know if there was more than one of those? Brockdown?
I don't think there was.
I want Brockdown to leave, and I want our friend Charlie to come.
Well,
we'll see when it happens.
Yeah, I don't know.
I think I might go.
Brockdown?
I got a text from Charlie, and he really wants to talk about a purchase he made.
But you're such great eye candy.
All right. Bye.
I'll sit over there on the big red chair, and everyone could look at me.
Okay, thank you so much.
Bye, Brockdown.
Hello?
Hey, it's me, Charlie. Can I come in?
Yeah, hold on.
Yeah, wait, hold on.
Woohoo! Yeah. Hey, guys.
Yeah.
Hey, Charlie.
Hey.
It's me. Now we can all talk like this.
Charlie, yeah. You're real little.
It's just us, couple of kids.
It's just relative to Brockdown.
Do you guys have any fucking high
so
seat?
You related to JJ?
What the fuck, man? We might bring in JJ later.
Dip me in weed.
But I begged my parents to take me. My mom and my little sister went with me. To take me
to the website.
To this place called the JFK Health Center.
What?
I thought it was so cool. I don't know.
It was so cool. I spent every day there as a kid.
What separates that place from just a hospital? How is it?
There's like fun stuff.
It was like a weird like kind of museum.
Yeah.
But it was about like young adult health. I remember I went there again in high school because they had a weird thing about puberty there. No, it was in middle school.
I think it was gone by the time you were in high school.
Is it gone?
Yeah.
Oh my God, rest in peace.
It's a mega church.
Damn.
Wow. Holy shit, I loved that place.
Where
the whole shit.
Where is it?
It's in Barrington, where we're from. We go on field trips there like at least twice a year.
I went to summer camp there like every year as a kid and would just go there like every weekend.
It's a mega church now?
Yeah.
Wow.
Well, is there a Kennedy connection to why was it in Barrington?
Well, JFK was president of the U.S.
Yeah.
Yeah.
And he loved certain towns.
Yeah. Evan, there's like Washington School, like here.
Yeah.
Like, well, yeah. I mean, it's probably based on somebody named Washington. Like JFK is a pretty specific yeah. and noticeable acronym.
I guess.
Yeah. I think it could just be named after.
Like maybe they just made it in like 1962 or whatever. Yeah. So it's just like, what are we going to name this? We got to honor someone.
JFK.
Let's name it JFK so everyone just like feels shitty when they see it.
But this is a weird. It's a weird item I bought in the gift shop. I don't know why they had it, but it was the klutz thing.
They had the coolest shit there.
They really did.
More like it was a clutch thing.
It was kind of clutch, but it was more klutzy. But it was this little figure, like a small. He was clearly, like, inside, he was obviously made of wire that you could like bend, but it was this character named Joe Bender. I'm not kidding.
I love Joe Bender.
You remember Joe Bender?
I remember everything in that gift shop. That's where I hung out as a little kid.
Is that true?
Yeah.
Are you fucking with me?
No, I remember Joe Bender. I was at the JFK literally all the time. Me and my friend.
Do you remember
Trevor.
He was like a little figure with like a black head and like a blue body? Yeah. And he there was like a little book with like Joe Bender through all these different situations. Like he's in the Wild West. But it was just this little wire thing.
What was the craziest pose you made him do?
Oh, definitely. Like, I like to make him do that. Disco pose. Yeah, like, you have doing
to,
the hustle.
You're going to have to describe these things to our listeners.
Oh, for the listener, he was doing, like, the hustle. Where, like, how you see John Travolta in the Saturday Night Fever
the classic,
poster.
The classic
doing
point
the point,
pose.
Diagonal up, right, point, diagonal left, down. And
so okay, that was
and
clear
with, like,
for
a
the
wide
listeners.
Bow-legged stance. But I would make him do all these crazy poses. But, like, by the second day, he, like, snapped, and I could see the wire. And I was
all
so
the magic
upset.
Was gone.
I was so upset. And then, lo and behold, I see him again in a Borders. And I'm like...
Years later, like, he grew up?
He was a tall guy.
But you could still see the wire?
Went to college.
And this time, it wasn't my mom's money. It was, like, my little allowance money. And I was like...
Got his second Joe
I'm
Bender?
I'm gonna get him again. And he fucking broke again.
Which one was better?
Definitely the first one because the happiness was still there. And the second time
it all went away.
The second time wasn't like a hopeful time. It was like a this better be good.
It's like a relationship.
Yeah,
relationship. Yeah, the second time.
Okay, who else has disappointing?
Oh,
products?
Fucking the JFK.
Got any Johnny?
Got a couple.
Mention it.
Give us your favorite one or two.
So
top two.
All right. probably the first skateboard I ever got.
Was it Walmart? Did you get it?
Yeah, like, I mean, it was like, fuck. It was like from like a, like a Target or a Walmart.
Did it have
or a
flames on the bottom?
I think so.
I think I have that same Walmart
but
skateboard.
But basically, like, I got really into skateboarding. Like, I started watching skateboarding videos.
Same.
All the time. I was
I
just
can
like,
do that.
Tony Hawk Pro Skater?
Yes.
Yeah, that was a like, huge
Tony Hawk Pro Skater 3 had, like, all the videos you could watch. I used to watch
real
videos
quick.
All
I just
want to
say, if I didn't know that we did live by JFK Health World, the fact that you're now saying that you also had that skateboard would make me really doubt that you also had Joe Bender. It's like, oh, yeah, I bought that, too. No, all of your guys' regret purchases, I got them, too.
I went to Lizzie McGuire with my sister so I could get a skateboard afterward.
Was that a store?
No, the movie.
Oh.
But, go on.
Yeah. Yeah, so I get the skateboard, and I'm like, okay, cool. I'm going to do, like, kickflips. I'm going to drop in on ramps and stuff. And, you know, like, those skateboards, like, the wheels can't, like, freely
They're
spin.
They're not good.
They, like, you spin it, and it spins for, like, a second and stops. Mm-hmm. So, like, I got up on a ramp and tried to drop in, and it just, like, didn't, like, I fell faster than the board would move. So I just, like face planted.
It's really bad.
And I was just, like, fuck this. This
Johnny,
sucks. But then I got a real skateboard.
Real quick, can you tell the story about the first time you dropped in?
On a half bike.
Yeah.
You told me about this.
This is insane. Okay, so this was after I got like a better skateboard and I was skating a lot with friends. But me and one of my neighbors, his dad helped us build a half pipe in the backyard, which
wow.
is very cool. It was
it
like
is
a legitimate
cool.
half pipe, awesome. like a 5 or 6 foot tall wow. ramp.
Damn.
And we had just finished it, and like all my friends dropped in, and they were like, "Yeah, yeah, cool." And I was like, "Okay, I'm gonna do it." And I needed to go somewhere. It might have been like to my grandmother's, a church or something. My dad kind of pulls up in the car to pick me up, and I'm like standing on the ramp about to drop in. My dad's like, "Come on, Johnny, we gotta go." And I'm like, "Oh, hold on, Dad, I'm just trying to drop in this ramp here." And he's like, "Johnny, we gotta go." And I'm like really scared. Can you just like give me a second? I just want to. Do this myself. He said, just do it. You'll be fine. Like, do it. And I'm like, I don't know, Dad. I don't think I should do this. I think I should go back. He's like, Johnny, you'll be fine. Trust me. And it lasted about 5 minutes of this back and forth. And I was like, okay, maybe you're right, Dad. And I drop it. I immediately break my leg.
Oh, no.
I broke my leg. My dad, I'm crying because I was like 12 or 13. And I'm just like, oh my God, it hurts so bad. And my dad's like, you're fine. And like, my leg is starting to change color and stuff. Ooh. And I'm just like, I'm crying. And I'm just like, please take me to the doctor. This hurts so bad. Takes me to the hospital and I broke my leg. And I had to get a cast for like 6 months.
That really
wow. So I'm just like, I don't blame my dad at all for it. But like, I just imagine like how he felt.
That's living.
Yeah. When like,
you're telling your son, his little son.
He's like, you're going to be fine. He does it. He breaks his leg.
No, pop.
Do you think that if like, your dad hadn't been pressuring you to go, if you weren't hurried, you would have nailed it the first time?
I don't think I would have done it, honestly.
That's a tall half pipe to do your first one on.
If my dad wasn't there, then maybe I would have like came back the next day or like tried again. But my dad
broken
was
your
like, kind of like, we have to move.
Have any of you guys ever, besides Johnny and I, ever dropped in on a half pipe?
I have.
Okay. I don't think so.
Way fucking harder than it looks. It took me...
Yeah.
A lot of tries to do it right the first time without falling.
How old were you when you did it?
To do it right the first time?
I must have been in sixth grade. Yeah.
Okay.
I must have been in sixth grade. Thanks, Charlie. I must have been in like sixth grade. I was like a kid.
I was 20, and it took me a bunch of tries and I finally
it's
got
really
it.
It's really fucking hard. Eventually, I got good at it because you have to push your whole body forward.
Well, it's
because
scary.
You don't really realize how like the board goes way faster than you do. Like, and you have to like very much lean in. And I fell many times before I got so used to falling. And
damn.
Can I tell a very short, embarrassing story? Okay.
Absolutely. And then back to regretted purchases?
Yeah, yeah.
Absolutely.
Okay, I'm just going to do my regretted purchase real quick first.
Please.
My fucking passport.
Right?
That's
dumbest thing I ever heard.
Okay, go on.
My passport is dumb. All right, so this is a pretty quick peek at playing bags.
It's a quick piece.
No, this is a quick peek at...
piece.
Like cornhole?
Anthony, are you doing a quick piece right here?
A quick piece.
Anthony's cool. Quick
piece. All right, I'm back.
Quick hit.
This is a quick peek at the kind of kid I was. This is very embarrassing, but I'm going to say it.
Oh.
So when I was in sixth grade...
Cool.
Sixth
shat grade. On your foot. When you were in sixth grade?
Sixth grade?
A shit on my foot.
Too far north. I was obsessed with the idea of learning to skateboard, and I asked my parents very much. Keep in mind, we don't have a lot of money for just like frivolous things like this.
You don't have a lot of parents.
And they still did this for me, and that's crazy. That's but so nice. I was obsessed with skateboarding because of Tony Hawk Pro Skater 1, and I kept saying, I want to skateboard. I want to learn to skateboard real bad. And so they got me like a Walmart board, and it was really dumb looking, but I really loved it.
What did it look like?
It had a graphic. It wasn't like a black grip tape. It had
a graphic on top.
It had a graphic on top.
Dang.
Of like a guy with a giant head skateboarding over a building. Not kidding. One day I'll bring it back. Oh, and then the deck on the back has the same graphic, but without the grip tape.
Tight.
One day I'll bring it here so you guys can see it, because it's crazy. For the listeners, I'll bring it in to show you.
Yeah!
Put a picture of it.
Rub it all over the mic.
I will put a picture of it in the comments section.
leave a comment below.
Yeah.
Rate, subscribe.
Please rate.
Speaker box, the love
please
below.
Please rate. Anyway, we got that board, and I saw an advertisement, because me and my daddy
were
used
British.
To play basketball at the YMCA. And
Which one?
The one in Mount Prospect.
Oh, let
off? This is the YMCA with the skate park outside of it.
Yo, yeah. So, I don't know if we've never talked about this.
All right.
I used to play racquetball there with my dad.
Racquetball? We were probably in the YMCA at the same time at
probably.
One point.
Probably.
Because me and my dad would go in there and play pickup games of basketball with a bunch of sweaty older guys, and I hated it. I fucking hated it. However, one time I see an advertisement for a skateboard camp that is, yeah, and it's just like a summer thing where it lasted like a month, and it was like a couple days a week or something like that. And we, I was just like, let me do this. Yeah.
Hey,
because that ad was up like a month ahead of time. And my dad was just like, no, I'm not signing up for like a skateboard camp. That's so dumb. I'm not doing this. And I kept fucking begging because I didn't understand the concept of money. And I didn't understand that kids just can't just get good at skateboarding. So little did I know there would be kids who were so good. But
look at Chad Muska.
I don't think I've ever.
Right?
I don't think I've ever told this story to anyone before.
Green
wow.
Gamble, wow. Now you're telling it in public.
I'm telling it on Rodney the podcast Mullen. And to you guys. So eventually my dad caves and is just like, fine, I'll sign you up for the skateboard camp, but you have to like get good at skateboarding.
Oh, damn. Well, what happened like, if you didn't?
He would be furious, like actually mad. But so there would be many days where I would be like in the parking lot of our apartment building trying to like ollie and like ride my skateboard, and I'd get batted. My dad would be like, why aren't you? And I'd eventually just stop and just be like standing around the parking lot with my skateboard. And my dad would be like, why aren't you getting good? And I would be like, So eventually I'm allowed to do the skateboarding camp. And the kids, and I will say this, when it was like raining or something out, we were allowed to go inside and swim or play upstairs where they had a huge tech deck park.
Whoa.
Like they had a tech deck park and we could all just play with tech decks, which is really dumb. And for some reason we could do a high ropes course.
Yo, that high ropes thing was
sweet.
This
place sounds awesome.
Yeah.
Yeah. But
they
like,
had a big old,
I never
like,
did it because
gym.
I was a coward. But however, all the kids sure. in the skateboarding camp ridiculed the shit out of me because I was not good
at tech decking
and at real skating. And they would keep pressuring me and they keep giving me like crazy advice
and
on how to like drop in to a ramp. Like they kept saying like, you have to angle your left foot so that like only one of the screws is showing. I'm like, that won't fucking help me, you idiots. So I kept like crying because I kept making fun of everybody. It was like, you don't even skate. Like people made fun of me saying, you don't even skate.
Did people call you poser?
Yeah,
that
definitely.
Fucking sucks.
Yeah. And I will say this, there was a little raffle where we'd have our like IDs. Well, not ID. We had our little camp IDs in the basket and we'd get to
like
win.
The basketball basket?
Yeah. There was a little basketball court. But
on the on it was it on or off the little
It was on the tech deck court.
Oh.
Yeah, cuz like a lot of
skate parks.
There's
like
a lot of sports on the tech
like
thing,
black
yeah.
tops.
And this is a clue as to how bad I was. So one kid, so there was a day where me and a kid who was really good won the raffle the same day. And before they revealed the identity of the winner, they'd say a little bit about him. So the first guy, the guy who was really good, wins. And the guy goes, this guy skates hard and really well. And something like that. And then he says, and this guy won this helmet. And then I came and he saw my picture on the ID and he just goes, this boy skates hard. And yeah, I was like, do. I don't skate well. But the quick peek as to what I was like when I was in sixth grade was there was the day where we all had our very first meetup. And I was meeting all the kids who were in this camp. And I quickly realized, I'm not a lot like these other kids. These kids are like cool and tough and skate. And so I have a view of these kids who are like playing in some play area. Like these kids were like children.
Like their band's playing?
Yeah, like their cool band was playing. What is that?
Is it raining outside?
Just telling stories around the campfire, guys.
Nice. Keep sorry if my story is going a bit long, but I'll end it here.
This is the first time you've ever told us. Get it all out.
This is the very first time I've ever
told. No one's heard it.
So I'm able to see these kids that are like playing in like a play area, and these kids must have been like four. And I look at the guy across from me, and I'm like, I kind of want to say something like cool so that they think I'm cool. So I say this.
Fucking rock and roll.
That's what I said. That's what I said. Good night. But I say this, and I swear to God, this is what came out of my mouth, and I can't fucking believe it to this day. I say, and I point up at these kids, and I say, I really wish I could be like them, so easily amused.
Damn.
Whoa. Dude, shots fired.
I was born in the wrong generation. That's,
I was trying to kind of be, like, cool.
Yeah.
Like, I thought, like...
And you got it.
And then the kid across from me...
You nailed it.
Yes. And then the kid across from me... And then I quickly realized, oh, you're not feeling my shit. So I, like, kind of, like, look away after I say it. And then the kid looks at me and goes, what did you say? And then and I don't respond. And then the kid next... He turns to the kid next to him and goes... This kid just pointed up at those kids and said he wishes he could be like them. Without the second part. The guy's like, I wish I could be like, I'm four. And so I'm immediately just like, oh, God, these kids think I'm a fucking loser. And that was my time at this camp. No one thought I was cool, and I was bad at skating.
Oh, man.
But I got to swim and play tech deck, so that was cool. All right, just
give it up.
All right. Adam, how did you put that fire out so fast?
Oh, I'll give it one of these.
I'll huff and I'll puff and I'll. Adam, disappointing purchase. That was not your passport.
Oh my God.
Let me tell you. Was it putting in the minimum deposit to open my bank account?
Tell me about it.
Whoa! Come on. Why'd you point your balls up?
You had one, didn't
you? Yeah.
But speaking of crazy upstairs is the JFK Health okay, World yeah. had a fucking nuts upstairs.
I don't really remember the upstairs.
That's because no one would go there unless you were like fucking in the inside crew like me and my friend Trevor were.
Okay.
Maybe
Trevor Feast?
Yeah.
Yeah.
Maybe just taking the camps. But
sure.
And that's what we mean by the inside crew. But we knew about it, and we'd go upstairs, and they had like a computer room where you could play Magic School Bus games.
Whoa.
And they had like a library, and also for you guys, they had a giant girl. Like
yeah,
that was
had,
the
like,
main
bodies.
The main like bit like front piece, the centerpiece of the museum.
The frontispiece
was this giant woman. Like
how giant?
Like what? Even bigger than Brockdown. Like.
Brockdown, you look
like
so good.
Like, her head was like you could fit in her heart because you could go inside of her at different
that
ports.
Big.
And, like,
it was crazy.
It was like the whole
thing. Like, I was there. I remember this because you could go into different parts of her.
So, like, 70 feet tall?
This is the weirdest thing.
Yeah, like, she was, like, laying down, and there was a projection room in her brain so you could, like, watch what she sees.
Holy shit! I remember going in there, and there was, like, footage of her riding a bike.
Uh-huh. That room. Is where I first heard of Pearl Jam, because they talk about who this teenage girl is, and they're like, just
she's
like
Pearl
about her
Jam.
Health. And
Pearl
one
Jam
of the things is like her favorite band is Pearl Jam.
What?
Yes, and that was the first time I ever knew Pearl, and I was like six.
What an awful choice of bands
but
to be showing
like
to kids.
Things
but
it
was
that like you guys had that I didn't have.
It was like 1996, so yeah. Pearl Jam was huge.
Yeah.
It was cool. It was really,
I'm surprised they didn't.
Place.
I'm surprised they didn't go for like Newsboys or something. Or like I don't know, like or Pearl Jam. They're writing songs about like school kids committing suicide.
Because isn't she supposed to be kind of like a sketchy teen?
Yeah,
and you want her to get more healthy.
Gotcha.
Yeah, like she was a room about how she went to a dump. Didn't she go to a dump and like picked up stuff?
I spent like,
that's dangerous.
Way less time in that room than the rest of the rooms, because that one you had to sit there and watch a movie. And the rest,
I forgot that this was like a giant girl. That's really weird. That's what it was.
Yeah. There was a bunch of crazy shit there. It was awesome.
Yeah, but wow, rest in peace. This place was cool as shit.
The room was insane.
The, like, it's really awesome.
Pitch black maze.
The dark crawl. Never.
Yeah,
the dark crawl. Did you go in the dark crawl?
I'm gonna tell you my dark crawl story.
Okay.
The JFK Health Center.
Health World. Okay, my dark crawl story is this maze.
What is dark crawl?
It's a maze where everyone has to crawl through, and it's pitch black.
It's supposed to teach you what it's like to be blind and, like, in a cave, I guess.
And the time I was in it, this one kid got really scared and demanded they turned the lights on.
That's probably pretty scary and, like, to some kids.
It was scary. I was the first few times I went, I was too scared to do it.
Yeah.
And then like the third time, I was like, all right, I'm gonna do it this time.
I got this now.
I did it, and one kid got too scared, and they like turned lights on.
Idiot.
So we could all see.
What's it like in there with the lights on?
I don't really remember.
Just like kind of shitty carpet.
Yeah, like gray carpet. Same as the carpet that was outside, I bet.
When I was in the camps, me and Trevor knew the dark crawl. We knew every nook and cranny, so we could just like run through and do stuff. There was this bully who was trying to block the dark crawl one time, and like he found the exit and was standing there. It was just like, no one's getting through. Everyone's trapped in the dark crawl all day.
would you go to like secret nooks and just hang out?
We'd go to like secret nooks.
Museum in St.
And
Louis.
We knew how to sneak past. We snuck past him.
Nice.
Then got him from both sides and got him out of there. And then the kids got through.
It's like, but when did you guys ever go to like Laser Quest or Laser Tag?
Oh, yeah.
Like once every like 5 or 6 times you went, some kid, like, well, no, some kid would get seriously hurt and they had to like bring the lights up to get the kid out of
that
there.
That never happened. And I
ruined
Laser Quest
it.
Way
it totally
too much.
Ruined it.
Laser
that
Laser
happened
Arc
to me
ruined
at
Laser
least,
Tag.
At least 2 or 3 times that happened to me.
Dang.
Sucked.
I have one short laser tag story. I went with my old friend Jerry when we were about 17, and we were bad. We were terrible at it. And our name was my name was Bridges of, and his name was Madison.
You had to really hope you would get next to each other in the standings.
Yeah, exactly.
Johnny, what was your laser tag name?
Johnny.
It was Johnny. Probably. Destroyer Man 5000.
It's tight.
Johnny Jembe.
I went to
it was probably iPhone 5S.
After my first game, I made my name Game Over every time. So that when people looked down at their gun and saw they got shot by, they thought the game was over.
Wow. And then quit playing.
Right. And then I moved past that and went to Rabbit Arachnid for a while.
Damn.
Tight. Oh, that's tough sounding.
Yeah, I was smearing off.
I was bros icing bros.
Those mics hard.
I have a lame ass friend, dude, when he started drinking and got really into Mike's Hard. Christian Spigas. He got really into Mike's Hard Lemonade.
Tight.
My dude Mitch, who does my podcast with me and is a friend of mine.
It's on the same podcast network as us.
Yeah. Not, it's actually
Do we have a
not,
podcast network?
But
wait, Trust Us isn't on?
Trust Us is on a different one, but he's. It's whatever. I don't want to talk about it on here. But he got really into drinking and he was like the first one in our group of friends to get into drinking. So like
he's like handsome.
Taught everyone how to drink and stuff. Yeah. And he
when did that happen?
Like when we went to freshman year of college for you and me.
Okay.
So he taught like Mac and Trevor how to drink.
Okay. Because I don't remember him teaching anyone how to drink ever.
Yeah. Well, you weren't at those parties because.
Well, you got never sense. Invited.
Yeah. And then he. But he was. He couldn't drink beer. Like, beer makes him sick. And so he was just really into, like, Mike's Hard Lemonade and, like, vodka.
Oh, boy.
And would just, like, have big parties and just only have Mike's Hard Lemonade and be like, guys, this is what you gotta drink at parties. And everyone was just like, okay.
Cool, dude.
It was chill.
I used to think it was really goofy that they had their alcoholic lemonade and were chose to just go like straight up masculine with the advertising campaign.
Yeah.
Mike's
but
hard.
Then I realized they had to do that because that was the only way men would drink it.
Kind of, yeah.
Like if they didn't go way too masculine, people would assume it was like a feminine drunk.
Right.
Drunk.
That's really
feminine
depressing.
Drunk you get where you get drunk and you're like,
I'm drunk. I also want to say about field trips that I really hated field trips in like when I was a kid, like a young kid at the school I got bullied at hard and in middle school because even my friends bullied me because there was, we had a class of 15. There were only five guys and I was one of the five guys.
Oh,
we only
you were one of the five guys.
Guys yeah. I fucking felt that coming. I saw the light bulb over your head.
God.
Yeah, but
well, I'm impressed.
Yeah, yep.
I thought Brockdown was the most famous guy in this room.
No,
he was the one of the five guys that all the other ones.
Now
I'm
craving Five Guys very much.
Hey Brockdown, how are you doing over there?
Oh, I'm doing all right. It's impressive. I've never met any of the five guys.
You're doing better now, right?
What?
You're doing better.
I'm doing better than I was earlier. I was uncomfortable. I was nervous on the mic. Sorry. But it's impressive to meet. Did you come up with the Cuban seasoning?
If you know us, yep. And I came up with the idea of just fucking bags of peanuts everywhere.
You know, just, what did the know, other guys do?
Not much. Well, they invented the hamburger. By the way, quick side note about Five Guys. Bags of peanuts everywhere. They allow you to crack and put peanut shells on the ground. How about people who come in with peanut allergies?
They don't
What's
come in
with them. They don't just
come in. There's a sign on the outside of Five Guys.
There's just peanuts everywhere.
Is that right?
Come in if you have a yeah.
Oh dang.
Another side note about Five Guys. Open late tonight. Just tonight.
Is
tonight
it?
Only.
Shut up. After this podcast, I want to go to drive-thru very bad. Just for the record, if you want to go, I'm down.
Very good. Very good.
Very good. But field trips when you're kids. I hated field trips because I got bullied a lot in school. And in school, there's a certain amount of things bullies can do besides just like just general mental torture. Mm-hmm. But they can just like cut in front of you in line at the water fountain. Or they can.
Sorry.
This is not funny. This is sad. Oh, this is bad. They could like give you a swirly. This is the second time I mentioned swirlies on the podcast.
Swirly.
I was thinking about
cut
swirlies.
Cut you in line
earlier.
At the water fountain. That's what I'm laughing at.
Oh. But, like, there's all kinds of ways. There's a certain, like, amount of ways that a bully can torture you at school.
Yeah.
But, like, field trips didn't like it because there's open turf. New numbers of ways that bullies can just mess with you.
Take one of the swords from the art museum and just, like, hit you with the flat of it.
Probably. Well, there's all kinds of ways.
Yourself.
They could, like, oh, God. We started doing just a whole number of things last. Me and Johnny started doing just a number of things. We started doing, does this bug you? I'm not touching you.
Oh, guys, check out this circle I'm making below my waist.
Damn.
Nice.
Hey. There's, like, and there's also, there's more ways to get out of the eyes of teachers and chaperones. Mm-hmm. And it just, like, I hated it because every time I was on a field trip. And
you
just
don't know
the
when.
The bus, for some reason, is just ample time.
Uh-huh.
Did you guys ever go to Up Dog?
What's Up Dog?
You idiot.
Doesn't answer
Kissing.
My question. Still don't know what Up Dog is.
Kissing.
Up Dog is like
What is it?
It's
Adam. Adam, what is Up Dog? It's a ski hill.
Adam, I have a question.
Yeah, there's Bunny Hill
what is
and
Up Dog.
What is Up Dog?
There's Bunny Hill, Up Dog, Black Diamond.
Wait, is MacDog just a code
word? Are you saying UpDog is a difficulty of Ski Hill?
Is UpDog just a code word
for
Blood Diamonds?
For Blood Diamond?
Yeah, Evan, I remember vividly when I was briefly seeing that girl, Beth Harvey. Shouts out to Beth Harvey.
Hey,
where she
What's
was
up, dog?
Really into, she was really into that joke, and she was the first one who ever told me that joke. And she put
Wait,
it on
what? Did you, met her, you met her when you were like 18 years old.
I know. I'd never heard it before.
Shut up.
Well, keep in mind, middle school and high school, no one was into it. And my middle school was really small, so the joke selection was kind of slim.
Slim pickings.
Slim pickings.
I remember Shady she wrote jokes. On your wall when you guys added each other on Facebook. She wrote on your wall, "Yo, your apartment smells like Up Dog." And I couldn't stop laughing at this for some reason. You circumvented it by saying, "Describe to me the general nature of Up Dog." And I don't know why that cracked me.
That sucks.
Like, yeah, general.
You wrote it. Yeah, you coward.
I was an idiot.
Yeah, you're a young idiot. It's like 2011.
Charlie, what is Up Dog to you?
What does updog mean?
What does updog mean to you?
I don't know. I think it's an important type of ski hill because, like, you can only do bunny hills so long, and yeah. the Black Diamond, yeah. people die on
is
those.
Too much, is dude. It a transitionary it's like from bunny hills to Black Diamond.
Well, it's actually between
transition in between.
It's between Black Diamond and double Black Diamond.
It's the transition between the Bunny Hills and the Black Diamonds on the mountain.
No, as I just said, it's between Black Diamond and double Black Diamond.
Oh,
why would they do this?
Bunny Hill and then Black Diamond.
See, why wouldn't they just have a triple Black Diamond?
Well, you were mentioned Blood. Where does Blood Diamond fit into all
this?
They
do, but oh, Blood the working title for Blood Diamond when they didn't want anyone to sneak onto set was Updog.
Yeah.
The thing was about the Black Diamond.
You don't want anyone to sneak onto set.
They came up with Black Diamonds and made a really hard course. Then they made an even harder diamonds. Course and made it double Black Diamond. Then they made a harder one. It was triple Black Diamond. Then they made one that was hard, but not as hard as a double Black Diamond. Diamond, but harder than a Black Diamond.
Had to be Updog.
So they had to call it Updog.
Yeah.
So they had to?
Yep.
Evan, would you really describe that sticky hand as your most disappointing purchase?
That I can think of. It bummed me out hard.
Ooh,
I put a quarter in and I was expecting a sticky hand. And I didn't get
hands.
A... Yeah.
Can I do mine?
Didn't you say yours?
Uh-uh.
What was it?
Let's get it.
Mine is... Last year, I bought a 3D printer.
Oh, yeah, I remember that shit.
What?
I remember when you made that little animal.
Yeah, I made, like, a little shark.
That was really rough. When's the last time you've used that 3D printer?
I used it once. So I moved to L.A. for the listeners and you guys to go to grad school. And, like, I took it out once, since moving to L.A. I used it, like, a bunch of times. Just around last year ago exactly when I first got it.
Yeah.
Used it like 5 or 6 times. Every night I would try to do it for a week. And then, like, it's... See, I thought 3D printer would be, like, pretty chill, pretty easy. You can just make, like, D&D figurines or whatever you want just by pressing a button. It turns out it's a skill, like a lot of other things, to be good at 3D printing.
Yeah.
And
you have to
do a bunch of numbers. And... The tech isn't all the way there yet, especially like the lowest,
especially the cheapest 3D printer available, like which is the one you got.
Uh-huh. Yeah.
It was cool when you guys kept telling me there was a 3D printer at your house.
It sounds cool.
It certainly does. That is,
and it won't sound. The thing is, the reason it was a cool purchase is because having a 3D printer is probably now not even as cool as it was then.
Yeah.
People would be like, what the fuck do you mean? You have a 3D printer.
Yo.
But if you said that now, people would be like, oh, yeah.
But still, hold on to it, and your grandkids are going to love that.
Right? And it makes super goofy noises, is what I meant by it sounds cool.
It kept making, like, a song. It was, like, a weird song.
The circle song. Whatever it does, circles.
Made a 3D printer song?
Yeah.
Because it was, like, the motor going at different speeds would do pitches.
Yeah, yeah.
And whenever
three
it does,
motors, so yeah. each of those does.
And whenever it did a circle, that was my favorite song,
the circle song?
Yeah. The shark song's pretty good, too. Like, the diagonal lines on the shark, wow.
You should make an album.
Just the songs of the 3D printer.
Oh, my 3D printer specifically.
God. They, Atalanta had a sample of my 3D printer
in one of their
songs.
Did.
What? Oh, that's so funny. Did we get, questions?
I was gonna say, we got a question. Only one. Well,
all right.
The other one wasn't really a question.
Okay. I just remember you mentioning that, and I was like, oh, because, we need to answer the question.
Well, it's kind of not... It's
more of a statement.
It's sort of like a silly question, but I feel like we should still honor it.
Silly Billy.
If they're the only person who did it, then yeah.
Yeah. So it is my friend. I only posted it at one
right
time.
Into the mic.
I love it.
I only fielded one question because I posted a real quick status and then deleted it just because.
Embarrassing.
I delete a lot of my statuses. But the question comes from a guy named Andrew. Hello, Andrew. Listened to the podcast today, apparently, and said he really liked the music.
First one or second one?
Shouldn't have.
Or both?
Both, I assume.
Let us know, Andrew.
His question is, what is the oldest thing you can think of? And I...
My dad, right?
Big Bang.
Dude, my old pops.
My old man.
My old man. I don't know what I'm going to do.
Man.
I don't know how I'm going to face the old man.
Big Bang.
And I guess the oldest thing I can think of is probably Cthulhu. The oldest thing I can think of are, like, what were the names of, like, the first two microbes that happened, like the first living cells. What were they called again?
Romulus and Romulus.
It was Romulus and Remus.
Rome.
Adam and Eve.
I think Adam and Eve for the first two cells. I guess in
I
like
think it was a Mama Kramer Papa and Jerry and
George
and George. George.
And oh no, there was prokaryotes, and then there was the first one.
Prokaryotes.
Prokaryotes was the first one.
Yeah,
yeah.
Prokaryotes are probably the oldest thing I can think of.
Really?
Besides just like air. I don't know when our
stones
like
right. Life is pretty, like, what about water?
Ground, dirt.
Big Bang.
I guess, I mean, because now I'm just space. I'm thinking of oldest living, space. Space is the oldest thing I can think of.
Big Bang.
Pretty old.
What about the strings that people theorize collided and caused the Big Bang?
The dark matter.
String theory.
Dude, dark matter.
What about normal
matter? Older than the Big Bang? Of
maybe, who knows? No one really gets dark matter.
Wait, hold on, Johnny, what are you saying? Stuff that exists outside of time.
Sovereign citizenship.
Yeah, what about Robert Peterson?
What about the oldest
person? Robert Peterson is the oldest soul I've ever met.
I've never met anyone older
than we please
wrong generation.
Not talk about Million Dollar Arm?
Adam hasn't seen it yet, and he doesn't want any spoilers.
Spoiler alert, there's a character named Robert Peterson. Yeah, but
comments on
ice. Does anyone else have any comments on the oldest thing they can think of?
Besides Big Bang, there's nothing.
Besides space.
Can we talk about how annoying it is that, like, the concept of, like, because there's, like, the Big Bang or whatever... Or just, like, the creation of life. It depends on which paradigm you're thinking through.
Life.
Like,
not life, though.
Can you think about annoying... Like, remember when you were a kid and you found out about that stuff and you asked, well, what was before that? And then everyone just says, I don't know, nothingness. Can we talk about how annoying that is? Like,
my most annoying... My most annoying kid science answer was when you'd always ask, why is the sky blue? They would say, because it absorbs all the other colors and reflects that one back. But that's just how color works.
Yeah.
That's how everything is any color. What they should have just said is, like, everything has to be some color.
Also...
Yeah, that's... Yeah.
Also,
facts
like...
Facts are annoying. Okay.
That's not why... I got annoyed by it for a different reason than you. Where it's just, like... If then the sky is blue and the sky absorbs all colors but blue, everything down here should be pretty blue, right? If blue's the only color getting through the sky... But
probably. Yeah, I don't fucking know. I think Adam's on the right track where it's, like, everything's got to be all color. Yeah.
But it's yeah, because the funny bounces like the rainbow.
But it could also bounces up. It's the whatever that property is.
The
I don't
stratosphere.
Like, bouncing.
Not diffraction.
Is everything bouncing?
I think you mean diffraction.
Is it diffraction?
All atoms bouncing.
I'm thinking of rescue.
Yeah. All atoms. I'm a bubbly guy. My name's Adam. Hey.
But that's so fucking like I don't find it like when people say things like I don't know before that there was just nothing. Like I don't find that something that piques my curiosity anymore. I certainly did, but now I'm just like full. I hate that. Stop.
It's dumb.
It's really dumb and annoying that I was just saying to Johnny, I hate facts. I think I just hate facts. Like, I hate facts that lead to questions like, what about that? Like, I remember being in religion class and learning about heaven.
This
and how
is
it's eternal bliss. Yeah, this is nutty.
Wait, so, no.
We'd all ask, like, wouldn't heaven be boring after a while if you're there forever? And then the teacher would be like, no, it wouldn't be. You'd be in bliss. It's just like, well,
okay.
Do I want
one,
bliss? I like struggle.
One. You hate facts.
Hate
that's
facts.
Not a fact.
I'm
two.
Damn.
Just, you're fucking insane. Facts are all we have.
Yeah. Well, maybe I hate all we have. Like, what?
Okay. So the problem is, like, you don't like how in the it doesn't pique your curiosity that
not,
like
not anymore.
You ask a question like, "What was before the Big Bang?" or like a question, and then someone just goes, "I don't know." Like, that's true. It's not a fact.
People say that because that is real.
Like, I don't know. Probably
like,
nothing.
Nothingness. Like, I'm just like, shut up. Don't fucking say that because, like.
So you hate facts that people have no evidence for?
I shouldn't have said facts. I should have just said, like, stupid hypotheses and theories. Like,
when someone tries
that are used to just to not have the conversation and just, like, oh, there was nothingness.
When
like,
your dad doesn't know the full answer and so says something to you instead of Wikipediaing it?
Probably. I don't know if my dad ever uses Wikipedia.
Yeah, but like when we were kids, when we are kids.
My dad's the oldest.
Oldest thing I know.
When we have kids, I feel like my dad, I would ask him questions and he wouldn't know the answer and he'd give me something like that sometimes. But I feel like when we are kids. When we have kids, at least me have kids, I will be likely to just be like, oh. You know what, Sonny?
or daughtery or whatever. I might not use a gendered thing for my kid, but here's my
Wikipedia account
page.
Let me read about this and try to explain it to you.
Or maybe you just tell him to look it up on Wikipedia.
I'll tell him to post it on /r explain it like I'm five.
Is that his subreddit?
Yeah.
I'm going to totally sign my kids up for that when they're five.
Just like give my kids a Reddit account.
Hey, I'm actually five.
Hey, I'm
what up?
Hey, what's that all about? I'm a real 5-year-old.
What is explain this like I'm five?
Originally it was supposed to be somebody, you ask a question and then they give you the most simple answer so like a 5-year-old can understand it.
That's good.
But nowadays it's just
people answer any questions.
It's like, oh, let me just answer the question and make myself feel very smart and like use big words and not explain it like you're five.
It's really TLDR. Stupid.
Right?
Basically it's just like a question and answer platform now. Whereas before, it actually had like a specific theme,
and it used to be helpful for really complicated, like.
Because
like,
I was gonna say, there's
why don't people?
It's like string theory. Explain it like I'm five, and somebody would explain it like in layman's terms.
Yeah.
But now people are just like, ooh, well, let me fucking tell you about string theory, dude.
That's so stupid.
All right, well, let me tell you guys about string theory.
Let me tell you about your dad.
There were four.
Four.
George, Jerry, Kramer,
George, Paul, and Ringo, and John.
They were the four string theories. And then the show Seinfeld is set after Jerry and Elaine dated. So that was when they collided. It was the Big Bang that created the TV show
The Big Bang Seinfeld. Theory?
That's the oldest.
The Big Bang Theory created Seinfeld.
Okay, quick question. None of you guys watch The Big
Bang. Oh, my parents do, and I have some complaints about it recently.
Please
you
talk about it.
Oh,
did you ever talk?
Okay, my parents have gotten... It's a weird thing where my parents have gotten really into The Big Bang Theory. My mom, like, used to be not into all the shows I watch, but just, like, I watched The Office with her and would, like, watch shows that I was like, these are all right shows. And then I get home from grad school or something, and she's like, have you watched The Big Bang Theory at all? And I'm like, oh, mommy. And my parents watch it all the time. They just have all the episodes on TiVo.
Yikes.
And just watch it constantly. And... it's really frustrating, and I had to have a conversation with them about, like, so why don't you watch The Big Bang Theory?
Ugh.
And that was rough, but I don't want to get into that. There was one episode that made me really mad, and I couldn't help, like, kind of complaining about it to them.
Mention it.
Where, so Big Bang Theory, part of the idea is there's all these super smart, nerdy physicists or whatever who have, like, a hot girl roommate.
They are very smart.
They have a hot girl roommate or some shit. And the hot girl roommate comes over and she's like, we're going to find out who's...
Get on mic.
We're going to find out who's...
Not that much.
We're going to find out who's really smart. And she brings out... She's like, okay. So, like, what band had David Lee Roth and... shit. Who's the other dude?
Eddie Van Halen.
No, the other singer.
Sammy Hagar.
Sammy Hagar as a singer.
We've mentioned Van Halen a lot of times on this podcast.
And then they're like, I don't know. And they make like a Star Trek joke. Ugh. And then she's just like, Van Halen. And then asks, like, who's this character? And or like, what this character from? And it's the Brady Bunch. And it's a bunch of stuff. And she's like, at the end, they're like, I don't know. And she's like, do you go out and talk to people? What's up? And it's just like, who's talking about the Brady Bunch and Van Halen? Like, at least 2000, like,
I
10 when that
like,
show was on.
When people value so much on people's knowledge of pop culture.
And pop culture from when the writers were kids. This, like, hot 20-year-old
loves the Brady
girl.
Bunch.
Ooh.
Settle down, Charlie.
Give me the headphones if you're going to what about all my right. mic control.
You were fine up until now.
I'm getting excited.
Okay. I want to talk about something with me, Evan, and
okay,
John.
Hang on. No, I'm going to talk about the Big Bang Theory first.
Please.
I was really excited. I'm not really excited. I had never seen an episode for a long time, and I thought it was cool that, like, the biggest show on TV, all the main characters were scientists. And I was like, that's cool.
You almost nutted.
I almost nutted. Because I was like,
I did.
That's a great,
this
is cool.
Nutty news for
a ton of kids are like, getting an example of scientists as real people, and that could inspire them to be scientists. But, and then I watched the show, and it just makes fun of them for being nerds.
And like, one of them for being people. Indian.
That's really deeply upsetting. I want to talk about a nursery rhyme.
Johnny?
Yeah.
I don't really want to wear them. They're hot.
Guys, I want to know this because we were completely unaware of this.
Do you guys have a hot girl roommate or neighbor?
Yeah, she hides in my room and watches the Brady Bunch.
Weird.
Damn.
Boy.
And she's like, Panama.
Bev. Bev, move. Nobody but us will like that. So... Stop doing that.
Sorry.
So, are you guys aware of a
them
nurse?
Or us?
You guys, as in Adam and Charlie.
And the listeners, kind of. We're the surrogate.
Hello, listeners.
What about Brockdown? Does he know this?
Hello,
Brockdown,
listeners,
do you know this?
Review our podcast on iTunes.
We'll see.
Does anybody know about the nursery rhyme that I want to reenact with either of you guys? Johnny.
I know about this.
I'll be the... Do you actually?
Me, Brockdown does.
Oh, Brockdown knows about this. Sick, dude. I'll be the daddy, and you can be Johnny.
Okay.
So there's two characters to this nursery rhyme.
Yes, which is insane. Johnny.
Yes, Papa.
Eating sugar.
No, Papa.
Open your mouth.
Yeah. You skipped a line, you idiot.
Oh, I did. Okay, let's do it from the beginning. Johnny.
Yes, Papa.
Eating sugar.
No, Papa.
Telling a lie.
No, Papa.
Open your mouth.
Ha, ha, ha.
Okay.
And repeat.
And repeat.
Wait, and repeat?
Yeah. Oh, yeah, you can do that as many times as you want.
Oh, no, that's it. That's awesome that they let you do it.
And then there's an alternate version that goes like this. Johnny,
yes, Papa.
Eating sugar,
no, Papa.
Open your mouth.
Wait, you keep skipping that line,
no,
dude.
Papa.
Open your mouth.
Ha ha ha.
So,
wait, can we do the best version of it though?
Johnny.
Yes, Papa.
Eating sugar?
No, Papa.
You guys are butchering this.
Telling
this
is the best a version. Lie.
No, Papa.
Open your mouth.
Ha, ha, ha.
You guys did not give that your
answer. Yeah, what was that supposed
that was
to
a
be?
Good
that
version.
Was the worst.
Well, this is apparently... Okay, so this is a nurse... Johnny, did you find the video?
I haven't found it.
It seems to be this trend in India... it's Indian, right? It's Indian people that are doing this. So it's a weird trend of like animating this interaction between Papa and Johnny, and like,
well, it's not only
is
that
it always Johnny?
It's a bunch of nursery rhymes.
Yeah, they do it with many nursery rhymes.
Is it always Johnny?
Johnny.
It's Johnny.
You said they always animate it with Papa and Johnny.
Yeah,
I assumed you were just.
It is always Johnny.
Okay.
Yeah,
and it's crazy, and the animations are usually super bad, and oftentimes the musical accompaniment has nothing to do with the melody of the song. It's really weird. And so apparently, which one of you guys looked it up and found it was really popular?
Oh, it was me. Brockdown.
Brockdown, I don't think it was you. I think it was one of my roommates, Evan or Johnny.
Damn.
It was me.
Like, where is it placed?
YouTube.com?
Isn't it, like, ranked as, like, one of the most popular...
Oh, I looked up, like, a top 10 most popular nursery rhymes, and it was, like, number 4.
So which that's make not any, a very
which,
okay.
Portable, which doesn't yeah. make any sense. I knew every single other nursery rhyme on the list except for Johnny.
It beat out a bunch of big ones.
Did it beat out, like, what did it beat out? I don't know. I didn't look at this list. Most
I don't trust this list. Yeah, I know nothing about list? It other than you guys claim to have seen a list.
I saw a list where Hey Diddle Diddle is all of the top 10 nursery rhymes.
Hey Diddle Diddle. Is this old man a nursery rhyme or is that like a folk
what
song?
Is that?
Oh, this old
this
man.
This old he man. Back, well, he played he... one. He played dun dun.
You guys, wait, what is, are you guys rapping? What's going on right now?
And what about Turkey and the Straw?
That's Turkey and the Straw. That's a folk song, I guess.
Turkey and the Straw.
Turkey and the Straw.
Dude, how about people who always
taking
say, like,
a stroll
hold on,
in Tokyo.
Boom. Boom,
taking a stroll in Tokyo. Turkey in one pocket, straw in other pocket.
When people beatbox like that, I want to kill them.
I want to kill people when people beatbox like, fuck you, fuck you.
Who's doing that to you?
All the time, just walking around. People say, fuck you. And I'm like, are you beatboxing?
on the stance of beatboxing, I don't know your guys' vibe on huge acapella groups on YouTube.
Hate them.
But, man, it's
a so much.
Frustrating thing to just see these four dudes who are just like, we fucking did it. I don't remember what song I was watching, but it was
probably
like
the cover
four
of like
dudes.
Somebody that I used to.
Yeah. Know. I think it was like more recent, so maybe that Lord song. But
God damn it.
They were on like a stairs and they all like take mics and start doing it. And there's like the beatboxing dude, but they all. And the thing that pisses me off the most is for some reason, acapella people, because there's a beatboxer maybe, they have like a. We're kind of like hip hop aesthetic to them where they're just like, yeah. And now we.
Like specifically the beatboxer, they'll all be like sitting there singing, and then the beatboxer is like kind of making like fake gangsta motions, yeah. Like he's like has a ton of soul and has no actual gang signs, but is putting his hand out there like he may be.
And this group I was looking at,
Pentatonix,
it's four dudes.
No,
All of them did the hand signs as if they were Christ. The beatboxer.
Tight.
Dude, how about dubstep beatboxing? Dude?
Oh, right. This summer on Hawaiian. Keep it up. This summer on Hawaiian Feeling. We beat our number one enemy is Fox. Are we gonna beat him?
Yes! Yeah! Out of the refrigerator!
Yo, am I watching like a compilation of people skiing going over big jumps in slow motion?
Dude, probably.
I feel like I am.
So sick.
Let's move on to the final segment of the podcast that we tend to do.
How long have we been running?
Are you know,
shortening it a little bit?
I think so. We've done like over an hour and a half and then 2 hours for the last one.
Let's keep it nice
because we also have a podcast to record in a couple days.
Cool. But before we do that, I just want to say.
Okay.
Before we record the one in a couple days, or you guys record one in a couple days?
Guys.
Thank you.
This is a little reunion for your podcast, Pilot Season.
That's true.
Adam and Charlie, how do you guys feel?
It's actually a reunion of when we did the announcements at Barrington High School as Adam and Charlie.
Yeah, that was the first time we were on mic together, even though the mic was a phone.
And that was
back in our day.
You did the announcements
quick,
on a phone?
You guys aren't a phone. You know that, right?
No, but we're a rerun.
Yeah.
Damn.
You're saying.
Yeah, okay, sorry. I don't know if I ever told you that.
Individually, how do you guys feel?
Oh.
Back in the saddle.
We're not a phone, but we are a handset. I don't know. Some people call handsets phones, but they're not. They're handsets.
As opposed to a headset?
That part isn't the phone. The phone is it being connected to the wall and the system.
It's the whole apparatus.
It's the whole apparatus. This the thing that you hold up to your ear is just the handset.
Nice.
We're just that.
Okay. Can you answer my question, please?
How do we feel to be together? Right?
Well, doing a podcast right now. Because I was a huge fan. You know that I was a huge fan of Pilot Season in an unabashed way. Before, like, we were always friends, but we were never as great of friends as I would like to say we are now. Would you say we're great friends?
I would say that other friends better watch their asses because they're not as great.
Damn.
Just answer my question.
I feel good about it. I've pretty much just been with Charlie for like. There was the week I was in Boston, but other than that, I've pretty much just like been with him, sleeping at his house. So I guess specifically doing a podcast.
It's also weird. I feel like
good.
If we were doing a podcast in a place that I was used to us doing a podcast or the ways we used to do a podcast, but like I've never done I don't think I've ever done a podcast where we're both sitting on a couch facing not each other.
Mm.
I haven't looked at Adam much this episode.
I guess I'm sorry.
No, it's fine. It's a whole new vibe, and otherwise, I wouldn't be able to do a good Hawaiian feeling.
That's true.
I would have done it.
And okay. Charlie, yeah, give it up.
All right.
And Charlie, I would really hope that you would, whenever you're in Chicago, I'd like to have you on here.
Okay, if you're lucky,
get ready.
Because I am a huge fan of you as a voice in podcasting.
That's my voice.
I definitely want Barack Man back.
Oh,
Barack Down.
Barack Down.
Barack Down.
Is he asleep? That's
Barack
very
Down. Oh my God! What a dick!
That guy wanted
to be fair, it takes a lot of like calories to stay awake as someone that big.
Metabolism.
A lot of calories. Okay, let's do the final segment that we like to do, where we like to check in every week. Also, I'd like to say thank you, listeners, for listening. I feel like now that we have multiple episodes out, we should say thank you for listening.
Thanks, listeners.
Yeah, and share the podcast.
And go back and check out episode one.
Yeah, episodes one through two. And definitely feel free to, like, I don't know, should we, like, promote it? Like, leave comments.
If rate, you subscribe.
Is yeah, it true? Somewhere. Like, where can subscribe? You leave comments?
You can leave comments at Hoover Garbage.
Yeah.
Though I just deleted a bunch of users. You can't make a usership at Hula Garbage anymore. But
oh, then never mind. I can't really comment.
You can leave a comment.
But
as
do this because I think, because I would like for, if this podcast became kind of popular, like Banco Popular, that'd be cool. And I think that happens if people leave reviews on iTunes. Review us.
Yeah.
Review this. Sure. I just heard this last night on Sklarbro Country, which is another podcast I like. But yeah, thanks, listeners.
Thank yes. you. Tell your friends. Word of mouth.
Can we say thank yous on three?
Okay. One, two, thank yous.
Thankers.
Okay. On three means in place of three, right?
No. God, you're like rock, paper, scissors, shoot, kid.
Yeah.
Did no one else do shoot?
Who doesn't play with shoot? Yeah. You don't play with shoot, asshole.
No, I do rock, paper, scissors.
Oh, you're that
we
guy.
All do shoot.
Yeah, yeah, we all do shoot.
I do. I also want to say, cool, bring up guys. Real quick. A long time ago, I had an argument with Charlie about holding your breath contests where he thought it was okay to exhale.
Oh.
That was fine. You could go.
I think it could, because you can exhale when you're underwater. I think that would be legal.
You dropped your breath. You got to hold it.
Oh. I guess.
I just remember I was having a holding your breath contest with Charlie, and he just went.
So what do you do when you're underwater? You don't hold your breath?
Well, underwater's different.
No.
That's a stay underwater contest.
Right, but so
a hold
you
your
call
breath
you,
contest.
You call you. I'm sorry. You call it a stay underwater contest.
I call it a stay underwater. But I think if you're just looking someone right up above the ground, and you're having a hold your breath contest, and they start doing half of what breathing is, that's kind of not okay.
That's so dumb.
Okay, I'm okay with that distinction.
Yeah. If we're getting on schoolyard game arguments. That was one I had.
It would be funny if holding your breath contests were a three-part affair, where, like, the first part is holding your breath, the second part is a very long exhale, the third part is, like,
how quickly you can inhale again.
Well, this isn't holding your breath, because like, you could be like...
Yeah.
And then once you're done, you're just like... trying not to breathe again, right?
Listeners, you know what he did there, right?
Listeners, for the record, I was just holding my face.
That's a hold your face contest. That's a whole nother thing.
My face with my hands. Listeners are all holding your face.
I like the sound of a stay underwater contest and a hold your breath contest in a pool.
Swimming rocks.
So, do you guys know the game Rock, Paper, Scissors, Rockstar?
No.
I do.
This is a game that
this is the best game.
I was a camp counselor for like 8 to 10 years.
Sure.
I think 10, but most of that was me being a little kid who doesn't really count as a camp counselor.
Okay.
And then like 1 year as part of our training, someone came and taught us this new sick game. And I also did 4 to 6 year olds. So we couldn't do this game, which is Rock, Paper, Scissors, Rockstar, where everyone teams up, plays Rock, Paper, Scissors together. And then if you get beat by someone, you become their fan. And they're the rock star, and you cheer for them as they go and battle other people in rock.
That sounds so fun, because eventually you can amass a big crowd.
Yeah, and everyone's
cheering. Sounds great.
And we did this at a party, and Mitch won, and we were Mitch's fans for, like, months.
Is that why that happened?
Yeah, that's why that happened. A game of Rock, Paper, Scissors, Rockstar is why we became big fans of Mitch for a long time.
Is that
time.
Why hyphy became a big thing in our fan group?
Uh-huh.
Friend group?
That's why we said Mitch was so hyphy all the time, because we were his fans because of Rock, Paper, Scissors, Rockstar.
That's crazy. I want to do that at a party now.
And my band in college, anytime we broke a string, I would just go on mic and try to get people to play Rock, Paper, Scissors, Rockstar. And it worked okay.
I keep delaying this last segment, but real quick, I have a party idea I want to do, which is I want to go to a party. And as people, this is like a book idea I want to do.
It's a book
an
idea.
Independent book.
Where you go to a party.
Well, no. You go to the party and you'd wait till everybody gets very, very drunk around you. And what you do is
that's
you
my
get
kind
everybody
of party.
To write down their favorite joke. And you just make a joke book out of it.
Oh.
And I want to make a joke book out of very drunk people's favorite jokes. And I don't know. I just want to do that.
It's a nice book.
Hang
on. He was not done with his Rock, Paper, Scissors, Rockstar story. What do you got?
Thanks, Adam.
Well, let's hope it's good.
Well, it might not be, but everyone thought Rock, Paper, Scissors, Rockstar was weird, right, when I introduced it to us?
Not that weird.
And then I went to L.A. and started taking improv classes. And it's just like everyone was just like, oh, yeah, this is a standard theater game.
Oh, really?
Yeah.
I've never heard of it ever, and I worked with improv people.
I didn't do theater.
Maybe L.A. improv. I don't know.
Sounds like cowards.
That's insane.
So the last segment we like to do on the show, for the listeners who haven't listened before, who decided to start on episode 3.
Because of me.
It's a bad choice.
Yeah, well, you did not start from the beginning.
This is the worst one.
Is it? No, it isn't. Oh, by the way, you had to listen to the first two to understand this one.
If you didn't think it's funny, drink more.
It's a serial podcast. You gotta be wasted for this podcast.
Send us your favorite joke.
Yeah, sorry we're telling you at the very end, but I hope you were drunk.
Hey, listeners, if you want to leave a comment saying your favorite joke.
And you have time to pause now and get drunk before it's over.
Yeah, certainly.
Plenty of time. As much time as you want.
But what we like
if you're
to do,
pausing it, I guess you have infinite time.
what we like to do
infinite
is
strong.
We have an ending segment where we like to do a like sort of check-in, as in because we're all going to be hopefully listening to these episodes later and want to know what we were doing at the time and kind of where we were at in life. Does anyone want to start with that?
Sure. I'm feeling pretty good. I'm going out of town on Friday to go on a little tour.
Out of town?
And I'm going to some new places. A whole bunch of, like 3 or 4 states I've never been to before.
Okay.
Pretty stoked about that. I got paid today, so that's cool. That's a crazy thing.
Get it rain. Golden tea.
Here we go. Playing golden tea. Ooh. Playing a little bowling game too. I'm doing both at the same time.
Strike.
A little bowling game.
Hey, spare me.
Oh, shut 4. Up. What'd you get paid for?
So nice.
Million.
$4.
Do not talk right. about $1 million arm.
I'm the $4 million arm.
Alright. What else, man?
$6 million man.
There we go.
I don't know. I guess those are the big things. Otherwise, I've got my AC in my window, so when need be, that's really great.
It's clutch.
I'm doing all right. I'm doing pretty good.
So how's your girl?
She's good. She's chilling. She guessed it on last week's episode, but she didn't guess this time because she's off sleeping.
Yeah, she's off today, right?
Yeah.
Maybe
this
maybe
is her
she
off
be
week.
On today's episode.
Yeah. Well,
woo. Chill.
Yikes.
Sorry, I'm sick. I said it.
They say don't spray it.
So that's where you're at, dog?
Yeah, chill out. Yeah, that's how I'm doing. Johnny, you want to go next?
Wow, put him on the spot.
Wow.
Holy shit.
Adam,
actually,
go next.
Actually, wow. All right. Wait, should I go?
Adam, you go.
Okay. I'm going now. I feel really weird because Anthony was trying to
I'm
say.
I'm just making sure that everything's going okay.
Yeah, everything's fine.
Tech wise. Okay.
Can't wait so to I got 99 problems, right?
Let's go through them all.
Yeah, what are they?
Number one, I could be.
You've never had a genuine one of these.
Okay. All right. Once I get through my 99,
just give
us. And don't worry, 60 of them are mosquito bites.
give us the top 3 of the 39 that are not mosquito bites.
Okay, well, can one of the mosquito bites be that?
Okay, yeah.
Is it bad
okay.
that I was briefly impressed with your math?
I don't think that's bad.
Not that bad.
Yeah. I think that's an
briefly,
okay.
Briefly, because then I realized, oh, it was actually kind
of bad. This one right here on the right side of my right foot is probably my least favorite mosquito bite I got.
Ooh. Ever?
Well, yeah, because I remember it. To my two other biggest problems are, gotta put some clean clothes on.
That's always a problem.
Are your clothes dirty?
I've been showering. Yeah, I haven't been anywhere with AC in a while.
Okay.
And it's been hot.
Adam Carolla? Is that AC?
Oh, yeah.
Sorry.
It's been a while since I've been hanging out with him. That's weird.
Oh, me and Adam Carolla are good friends.
No thanks, way. Brockdown. That's all we need to hear from
Brockdown,
you.
Brockdown, go back to sleep.
Oh, yeah, he woke up. My other biggest problem is...
I always wake up when I hear my friend AC's name.
Only his initials, though.
My other biggest problem, I guess, is... I have an overdue library book, actually.
Is that true?
Yeah.
That sucks.
Which one?
Damn.
Poor paying you 15 cents, bro.
I'll say the ISBN.
Yeah, let me get that ISBN.
What about that you're sick?
Not the ISBN 7.
I guess, okay, replace the bug bite with that I'm sick. ISBN 0-931340-67-5.
Listeners.
Find out what I'm into.
Look that up.
That's where the red fern grows.
Tell us what it is and rate it.
You checked out where the red fern grows.
We're too old.
Did you check out the Adam Carolla discography?
You should check out
show DVDs.
Check out Bar Rescue. No, that's the show. His show's after on Spike. Right? Do you guys know what I'm talking about? They advertised it on Earwolf.
No one watches Spike. I don't think even you do.
No, but they're advertising this show on Earwolf for a while.
Yeah, I vividly remember this.
Okay, actually, though, my friend Charlie's back from L.A.
Charlie.
So I'm hanging out with him a lot.
Love him.
Really, honestly, hanging out with him is more like doing pilot season than this is. Because it's us talking for hours. But it's fun. We've been playing some video games. Return your library book, Adam. And if not, what do we always do, guys?
Hit him in the face.
Lick a shot.
Get all the juice out of that nice little cup.
Is that all?
Sure.
Charlie, what about you? Where are you at, bro?
Okay, me turn. This week was a big week in my life.
Get married?
Almost.
This week get starting pregnant? Monday?
No. My
Sunday?
Sunday more. Saturday night.
Someday
hey.
My
week
start. My week.
Bloody Sunday, dude.
Dude, is this a bloody Sunday for you?
I'm just going back to last. It's Monday right now?
Yeah.
Oh, dang. Who knows? I'll go back to last Monday. Hung out a bunch. Got to see a bunch of my friends. Adam, the least of
them. Adam Carolla.
That's true. I was imposter that week.
I also got to hang out with a lot of people I haven't gotten to see, and I'm finally getting around to see all my friends who I missed a lot. Anthony's among them.
Hello.
You guys don't know you as well, but you're up there. Brockdown, one of my main dudes who I missed a ton.
Charlie, it's a pleasure to see you again.
Yeah, and yeah.
Yeah, dude.
I know. I also submitted one of my papers to a conference for the first time.
All right.
And we'll see how that goes. I don't know if I did the best job. Just got kind of bored and submitted it instead of editing it anymore, and I should have. But that's whatever. That's on me and not on you guys, listeners.
So everything else is on them.
Yeah. The rest of this shit's on you guys. I'm feeling great. It's good to be on a podcast again. I haven't been on a podcast in 3 weeks. And that's rough for me, I guess.
You've been podcasting steadily since you were in high school, right?
Yeah. I've been steadily podcasting in LA too.
Yeah, it's so, just
really it's not that weird. But being podcasting with Adam, I think, is a bigger thing than I thought. And also podcasting in Chicago.
Shy City.
Really special.
Oh, that's true, because Chicago kind of is
whole different
the unofficial fifth member of the Hawaiian Feeling crew.
Oh my god.
Yeah,
city
itself. I would say so.
And if you also, the Windy City, they don't call it the Windy City because of the breeze. They call it because the politicians talked so much.
No, and they call it the Windy City because of the breeze.
Oh, okay.
Because of the breeze.
What?
But we also chilled.
Be like bra.
Bros.
Because of all the bras.
Doing the Hague 10 motion didn't convince me that that's what you meant. It made me think you meant windy breeze again.
But, yeah, because surfers need a good breeze.
Windsurfers. Okay, whatever. It's not my podcast, so I'm not going to talk about me that much more.
You can.
Okay, well, let's go. I've been hanging out with Adam, which is great. I'm doing some research stuff, which is cool, and I need to get to work on some of that too, but I think it's going okay. And my water bottle, it's not killing it here. I got really used to how my tap water in LA tastes, and I'm having trouble.
Do you got
adapting.
Barrington water or Chicago water in there?
I've got Barrington right now.
Oh, you gotta get Chicago water
in here.
Oh, yeah, you're here in Chicago. Get some.
Yeah, okay, you gotta get some. You don't have
see
to.
See,
right
I'm gonna go get some water. Brockdown's gonna come.
Oh no.
I hate Brockdown. Glad he's gone. Glad he's dead.
Yeah, he laid face down on the couch to go to sleep, and I think he fucked up.
Well, when you're that tall, you die pretty young.
True. I've been a mix of very, very good emotionally and very bad physically. I keep getting lightheaded a lot, which is really bad. I realized something important about myself this week, which is that, because I've always told my... Thank you for opening the window, Adam.
I closed them for traffic sounds.
I always keep saying that I have two fears in my life, which are cockroaches and
fear
driving.
Itself.
And fear itself. Which is like kind of like the unofficial... Fear itself is like kind of like the unofficial sixth member of this podcast.
Damn.
Quick wit. And that was a quick bit.
I'd say you're more thick-witted.
Thick-bitted.
You got that thick wit.
Thick-titted, quick-witted, and big-bitted, dude. My two fears that I've always said I had were cockroaches and driving, and I realize I have a third fear, which is going to the doctor. Because I haven't been to a doctor in upwards of 5 years, and, like, I haven't been to any kind of doctor, and, like... I know there's so much wrong going on with me health-wise, and I need to see a doctor ASAP. Just like generally.
Dr. ASAP.
I need to see Dr. ASAP Rocky.
It's my favorite rapper.
ASAP Doctor is the new member of the ASAP crew.
He's just their studio engineer.
Gross. But like, I think I'm afraid of, this is a very real thing about me, I'm realizing very recently, and it kind of took coming to terms with it as a truth, which I just haven't really been thinking about it, and kind of used it as this weird point to make, where it's like, I haven't been to a doctor in forever. But it's really, I'm afraid of it. One, because I think I just generally have a fear of doctors as doctors, but also, like, I think I'm totally afraid of what I'm going to hear about myself, mm-hmm. and then it's going to cost my family a bunch of money, or, like, up our insurance or something like that, if something's really fucked up in me. But, like... I should probably just get it over with. So I'm going to I got my insurance information from my dad. So I'm going to see a doctor really soon. I keep getting very, like, the biggest thing is lately I keep feeling like I'm about to faint a lot, and that's really bad. So I'm worried I might have some kind of deficiency about something. And I have not been eating dramatically poorly. I've been eating less, but, like, I've been eating way more fruits and vegetables. I've been, like, doing all kinds of stuff, and, like, I still. Well, keep in mind, this is only in the past, like, few weeks.
Maybe it's just because it's hotter and you're getting dehydrated. I know that happens.
But I drink a lot of water,
in LA.
Dude.
Okay.
I drink a lot of water.
Eight cups a day?
More than 8 cups, probably. Actually. Like, when I'm here, all I'm doing is refilling water. And
that sucks.
Yeah, that's true.
Maybe you should be, like, eating and, like, spending some time on stuff that you love and focusing on stuff instead of just filling up water. Because
Charlie.
I'm making a point to do that probably actually Wednesday before we do our podcast to finally go see a doctor. Because physically I've been feeling very strange, and I might as well just man up and figure out whatever's going wrong with me. Emotionally, I've been great. I keep talking on this podcast about a lot of productions I'm doing. Island of Mr. Toys just played Dew Division Fest, which was a big milestone in my life, and I assume Evan's life too.
Big fucking deal.
Yeah, it was awesome.
Yeah, Evan, why don't you talk about that in your time?
Huh? What?
But that was really cool, though. That was really amazing. And yeah, I did that. The musical I'm a part of is finally out of tech rehearsals and is opening up on Friday.
Ooh.
The sketch show that I've been waiting for rehearsals to stop for also has finally opened up. So I'm no longer, like, my life is eaten away by rehearsals. And Comedy Sports is still doing fine. This podcast is still happening. Me and Aaron Sheehan, shouts out to Aaron Sheehan, are kind of retooling pilot season in a big way, which I'm kind of excited about.
Huh.
Interesting.
Yeah. it's not pilot season. Did I say pilot season? Yeah. Shit.
We're all waiting for him to catch that.
I meant the very show.
There we go.
In a big way. Second episode went up recently. And I have a few ideas for it that I'm really excited. We assembled a writing team, which is really weird for me. And also looking forward to whatever Evan and Johnny come up with soon, whenever we start filming again.
I just want to say real quick,
yeah.
Imagine how good it would feel if you went to a doctor and they were just like, oh, don't drink so much soda. And like, that was it.
No, that'd be great. That would truly be great. And
I do feel like, have you ever been, how long has it been since you've been to a doctor?
Like over 5 years.
Okay, so you've never been to a doctor for grown-ups. And doctors for grown-ups.
No, I will say this. I went to an emergency clinic once.
Okay.
And, oh, you know what? I went to the emergency room, and I also went to an emergency clinic, but I've not, like,
okay,
done anything like that.
Because, like, for checkups, for once you become a grown-up, their doctors I find are way more like, oh, okay, you're fine. We
but
see a lot
sucks
worse.
Because I don't feel fine. Like, I feel really shitty.
But if something's really bad with you, they would tell you. But, like, I know the first time I went to a dentist after starting to go to college where it's like, I don't brush my teeth every night before bed anymore. This is going to be shitty. The dentist took a look at me and was just like, you're good.
Okay.
So I'm hoping for your sake that you go to the doctor and they're just like, oh, well, try and eat better. Yeah. All right.
That'd be great. You know, that'd be great if it was just that. So I hope so.
And Adam and I know a couple doctors from one of our old podcasts.
Doctors friends of the show. But, yeah, I've been doing a lot of things, which is nice, keeping my energy up. I've been on a few dates with a girl I really like, which is cool.
Hey,
last date
girl
ended confusingly, and if we go through a drive-thru, I'm sure I'll tell you guys about it, but not bad confusingly, like just kind of confusingly.
Just sort of like she showed you this weird fractal, and you couldn't quite get your head around it.
Yeah, like, it's really weird.
Fucking God's fingerprint, dude. So crazy.
Dude, she showed me God's fingerprint. She showed me her fingerprints, and she kept showing them to me, and I didn't understand.
And she was like, memorize these if I'm ever arrested.
She's like, this is what a fractal is.
But hopefully by probably not by Wednesday, which is when we're going to record our next thing, but hopefully by the next episode, hopefully this will be, like, resolved. So, in some way. Ooh, also saw my ex on the street today, Lauren, and it was fine, and it was great. Talked to her, and that was cool. Ran into her with a bunch of friends. So overall, I'm good and looking forward to finally go. Not really looking forward to it, but looking forward to having gotten it over with going to a doctor.
Definitely.
So, Johnny, where you at?
Just same old, same old.
Did you get a new phone?
I've had a new phone.
Wait,
so,
did not notice that. I'm holy shit.
Excuse
I've
me.
I've been like gone a week. I would have noticed if we didn't have to postpone the podcast a week.
Yeah.
Oh.
I don't know. I've rearranged my room.
Nice.
Space is feeling much better now. I wrote a couple songs, which I haven't done in a long time, and it's been really frustrating for me, so I'm happy about that.
That's one of them, right?
That's the first song I wrote.
2, 3, 4.
Hello, Chicago.
Hello.
That DC accent's coming through again.
2, 3, 4.
Oh, go down to the pub for a point.
For a point.
Interesting point.
Interesting pint.
I've been just working besides that. Chilling out with friends, having good ass hangs.
Dude. Hey, beats working.
Dude, me and Evan started a fight club.
Holy shit.
But we don't
have the whole neighborhood.
But we don't fight.
No, yeah, just we have everyone else in the neighborhood
also
fight
nobody
for
else
us.
Fights because they don't want them to.
Can I record the minutes?
The what?
Can I record the minutes?
Do you want to write down our minutes for us? I would like to post them online.
Can I be the parliamentarian and make sure you guys follow Roger's rule of order?
My minutes will be like, pow, pow.
Got him.
I just said they don't fight.
Got him. They don't fight. Other people fight.
Oh, it's actually fight. I meant to say fright club.
Yeah, we scare.
We just go around trying to just spook people.
So my minutes will be like, ah!
But yeah, I mean, that's about it.
Same old, started a fright club.
Fright club.
Yeah.
Living your damn life. I'm excited to hear new Shipwrecks songs.
Cool.
Should be tight. I know you did some field recording today.
Yeah, I did.
It was raining very heavily.
It's kind of cool.
Well, that about wraps her up, doesn't it?
I forgot if Evan did it. Yeah, did he?
He did.
I did. Yeah.
Started it. Okay.
Yeah, I kicked it off.
Okay.
Right.
When you look up at the sky, and you see all of your favorite kinds of stars,
think about it.
1-point stars. If you look up in the sky and you find a 1-point star,
tell us about
it. Out of 1 to 10, 1 to 10,
1 to 10,
like on a scale. Like this is a terrible star.
Like, what do you call it?
No, like there are
star
5-pointed stars.
Oh.
If you can find one that manages not to be a 2-pointed star, but just one, take a picture, send it to me and NASA.
And we'll talk about it.
We'll wrap about
us and NASA.
Straight line. I'll explain my joke to you after the episode. Okay, I'll explain it now.
Evan, do we have an
Because apparently
with
no
NASA?
One gets it.
But I think we are
line.
In with NASA.
There's no such thing as a straight line in a 3D world.
Okay,
damn.
So you've got
God
5-pointed star.
Why is this
Six out 5 equal directions. 2. Can't really get less than 2.
really can't get to.
This is
what you can get at pilot season.
All right. Thank you, listeners. Thanks, everybody. How do we usually end it? What do we say?
We say,
take a shot.
Oh, yeah. 1, 2, 3.
Take a shot.
Good night, everyone.
Two shots?